So let's face it, until you schedule it, it's not real. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Own Your Future podcast, behind the scenes version. This is where we each week we go 7 to 10 minutes long, just kind of talking about the things behind the scenes or the topics you brought up by watching the podcast, the things that really move the needle, like scheduling the tough stuff. We're going to get to that today because it was a topic brought up by our guest last week, Emily Ford. If you didn't see that podcast, it was pure fire. I mean, I don't know why I made that noise. It was so good. Make sure you go watch it right now. And you're going to want to send this to a friend for sure. Thank you for making this Own Your Future podcast one of the top podcasts in the world in its category. I'm beyond honored. I do this for you. I don't run ads. I don't make money from this podcast. I do it to give back and share the things I wish I was told at an earlier time in my career, in my journey of life. So thank you. And if you want to really say thank you, subscribe, leave me a comment, share this podcast with some other people. Okay, real quick, there was a part when I asked Emily, what are some of the most important things when it comes to scaling your business, starting your business, going to another level, especially as a woman, right? And she said something really powerful. She talked about falling in love with what you sell. I talk about that probably way too much, but it's the greatest secret to sales in the world. So once we got that out of the way, she said something I thought was really cool. She's like, you got to schedule the tough stuff. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? She's like, so many times, especially me as a woman, I'll work on logos. I'll work on the things that are busy work. I'll name it. I'll create something new. I'll get innovative. I'll run, you know, create processes and standards and what I'm going to do next and what it looks like. But if I don't like selling, I kind of put it off. And she said the way that got her through to fall in love with sales was repetition. But the repetition doesn't start until you actually do it, right? So she said, you have to clear your calendar certain times and do the tough stuff. If selling is the tough stuff, schedule it from 2 to 3, from 5 to 7, put it on your calendar and don't allow yourself off the hook until you do what you said you're gonna do. So powerful, so true. You know, we've been helping, Tony and I, obviously we own mastermind.com and we help people with our programs and courses to sell what they know, to share that your greatest asset is your life experience, how to turn it into a course, a coaching program, a podcast, a workshop, a book, right? We obsess on that. But we know sometimes people get through all of it. Their life experience is priceless. All these pieces, and when it's time to sell, it's time to market, sometimes the wheels come off. Sometimes you get a little intimidated. I get that. But if you fall in love with what you do, it's a lot easier. When you feel it's a disservice not to get it in people's hands so you can help impact them, that starts changing. But then you got to start getting tactical. You got to start getting repetition. So here's what I challenge you this week, challenge you to look at is, where in your life do you need improvement? Okay. I hope it's in your business. Hope it's in sales. Or I hope you just recognize what it is. I'd recognize the hard part. Is it, if it's your relationship, is the hard part having a conversation about a certain thing that you really need to talk about? Is it in your health? Is there something new that you just keep putting off? I don't want to cut out the bread. I don't want to go to the gym. I'm embarrassed to go there. Is it in your business? Is it doing the marketing? Is it doing the sales? Is it that you're put yourself out there? Is it afraid to go live, afraid to do a video? Here's my challenge to you in this short Own Your Future behind the scenes podcast this week. Figure out the things that you are putting off, that you are avoiding, that you're a little scared of or just a little uncomfortable with, and you just keep working on the things that aren't actually moving the needle in your life, moving the needle towards the man or the woman you're meant to be. You're kind of putting it off till next year, next month, and you'll never do it unless you do that one thing I started this podcast off with. Time to schedule it. It's time to schedule it. So, your challenge, recognize what you're putting off. Recognize what's uncomfortable. Schedule it. And then the best way to make it happen is to remind yourself why you're doing this in the first place. Get leverage. When you think, I don't want to make that call, but I want freedom with my family. I want to be in control of my calendar. I want to be in control of my life. Whatever it takes to get the leverage, the tool, the asset, the compelling future, running away from pain, do whatever it takes to get disturbed with your own inaction schedule, and then hold yourself accountable for the results that you want to achieve. We got to stop lying to ourselves, saying we're going to do something, say we want the success, say we want to make the sale, say we want freedom, and then we keep letting ourselves down because it's uncomfortable. That can end today, this week, if you so decide. That's my quick message for today. If you like this podcast, make sure you share it, subscribe, leave a comment, make sure you go back and watch Emily. It was so good. And send it to someone who needs it. Again, I do this 100% for you. I'd appreciate us just getting this message out to the world.